The last story, just about as you asked about knowing and not knowing and knowledge and all these things. So, one thing is about some people come here and it's enough for me. And is it necessary to read? They asked. I said, this very question implies that you have a thought about reading. If you hadn't had even a thought about reading, there would not have been a question, should I read? Anyway, so with Baba, whether you read or don't read, it's equally the same. So this is the story which I had heard in my early years with Baba from one of his close ones, which just like the other story of the banker has stayed with me, which I share. We just repeat. History repeats, Manli halls also sometimes repeats. So what was that? Yeah. So there was one person who would read each of Baba's word, each of his article, each of his message, and it was very inspiring, very enlightening, and then he would ask some other person of the Manli, did you read that message of Baba? He would say, no, haven't I? Did you read that discourse? Oh, it's so nice, Baba has explained it so beautifully. You haven't read it? He said, no, I haven't read it. See, staying with Baba, in spite of that, you are not reading these things, words of wisdom that our master is giving. He said, I just attend to my work, but I haven't read. But the knower of the heart, Baba, brings out things, sort of a lesson to all of us. My speaking to you is a lesson to me also. I'm not just speaking to you. What I speak, it just comes to me. Well, Baal, remember you have told Larry this thing, and what about you now? It may just come back to me if I'm dishonest in my expression. So then somehow that conversation reaches Baba, or Baba was passing and he overheard it or something of that sort. And then one day he was there, and that person who would read all the messages and all the discourses was with Baba, and Baba praised him. He said, oh, have you seen that? He said, Baba, that's wonderful explanation, and this is good, and this is best. He said, you think you went over those things? I said, yes, Baba, they're real gems. He said, very nice, very nice. And then, what do you take me to be? He said, Baba, you're God. Of course, who else could give such things? And he said, oh, that's also very good, very good. And then he said, all right, will you do what I tell you? He said, yes, of course, Baba. And then he says, now that you are here, just give me a very tight slap. The moment he heard of that, he said, yes, Baba, and he's hesitating to obey Baba, to follow his instruction. And just he's still in his mood, what to do, what not to do, just then, as it would happen, that other person with whom he had a conversation is just passing by the room. So Baba just snaps his fingers and he says, come, come, come. So he just comes. What are you doing? I'm just Baba doing something there, either in the kitchen or somewhere. I don't know what, remember what he said, or what I heard from the other person. So he said, all right. But before that, do one thing. He said, yes, Baba, what's that? Give me a tight slap. The moment Baba said that, he took his hand in such a motion that he would surely slap Baba the next. He said, stop, 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 stop. And he smiles and he says, go, 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 go and do your work. And when he goes away, then Baba again turns to that person. He says, see, he hasn't read anything. You are reading all my books. And still you take me as God. But when I ask you to slap me, although you said that, you hesitated to do that. And that person. So this is how Baba brings into our life. I think what happens with each of us, I may even say should happen with each of us, is that our own way, we should hear all, but imitate none. We should just have our own way to Baba. And that would be the most natural for each of us.
Now we can't repeat that though.
Yeah. told that.
You can't repeat what you said because we'd be imitating you.
Well, imitation is not, sharing is not imitation. Sharing is.